Hi, everybody. This is the one and only Mr. Dennis Diaz, COO of Odessa Camp and Adventure. I want to say first thing first, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I am so glad that you guys are here in this special episode of the Odessa Camp and Adventure podcast network. Whether you are tuning in from Odessa Camping and RV Live, Outdoorpreneurs, or Trailblazer Headlines, I just want to say that I am really grateful that you are here. And happy Thanksgiving, and I get to share Thanksgiving with you. Today is all about slowing down, taking a breath, you know, appreciating the moments, the journeys at that, and the people who make life a tiny bit better. You know, as campers, travelers, storytellers, creators, and entrepreneurs, we live a life built around adventure. Everything is, oh, how about if we do this and we do that? And sometimes we got some hiccups. We learn different things along the way. But none of it matters, and all the great things that we get to do, if we don't have gratitude in the things that we're doing, you know, it's really important that to actually slow down a bit. Be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for everything that we actually have learned. Have some gratitude for the lessons that we learn along the way. Oh, and I tell you what, there have been lessons, huh? But that all this is part of growing and being better, getting to be better, you know? We gotta be definitely have some gratitude for the people who stand with us, or families, or friends, or listeners, or customers, and our community as we continue in this great thing that is called life. I am so grateful that I get to serve you and I get to spend some time with you here in the podcast, regardless on which one you like listening to. I highly appreciate you, man. I definitely want to make sure that you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Now, for my fellow brothers and sisters out there in the military, as a Marine combat veteran, I know that we do have people deploy, and it's actually really rough on the holidays when you don't get to do anything. Sometimes we get lucky and get a little turkey depending on where you are. A lot of times you're gonna eat an MRE and sand. How's my infantry people out there? My Marines, hey, Army, what's going on? Air Force, Space Force nowadays too, huh? You can't forget the Navy, gotta put it in there. Or Ubers, as we call them, messing around. The fact of the matter is that when they deploy on the whole nine yards, or they don't even have to be deployed, the fact of the matter is a lot of brothers and sisters are not going to get to get home for the holidays and have Thanksgiving and this and that, you know? So we are definitely thankful, and I want to give a special thanks to everybody out there, regardless of branch. We all brothers and sisters, man. We all work hard and we do everything that it takes to protect our great nation of civilians and everything in it. So I definitely want to say a very, very special thank you for all the men and women out there, brothers and sisters, that can be here home for the holidays, or military, the best out there. Also, thank you for everything you have done, brother and sister. And the first responders also, we can't forget anybody out there, or police officers, or firefighters, or EMTs, and everybody, hey, nurses working at the hospital and the whole nine yards. You know, these police officers, they like to protect and serve us, and they're going to be working overtime. Please, everybody out there, if you are going to be having a good time, don't be an idiot. Don't drink and drive, bro. Because at the end of the day, it might not be that you are messed up and you're going to cause an accident, in which that can happen. But the other thing is that we got to keep in mind, how about if somebody else does something stupid and you get into an accident? At the end of the day, it's still going to be your fault because you were drunk. You wasn't supposed to be driving. And let's keep it. Let's have a great Thanksgiving, man. I'm not going to pull up some statistics and so on, but the statistics are high when it comes to the holiday on suicide. Number one, you can always call me, bro. 203-519-6008. Suicide like triples on the holidays. We're not going to have any of that. You're always going to have a family here at Desi Camping Adventures, and you can call me, text me. You got my number, by all means. And I'm much rather listen to you and have a good time, even FaceTime or whatever the case is, than to hear that you are no longer with us. You know what I mean? So going back to our first police officers, they're gonna be out there. And you know, sometimes when some people drink, they get a little bit loopy and the whole nine yards. So they're gonna definitely be working overtime. How about them firefighters, huh? These men and women, I'm telling you, they're a special breed. How many people this year are gonna burn the house down for just frying a turkey? Woo! They're gonna be like, you gotta be careful, guys. But these firefighters are still gonna be out there. Hopefully, they get to have a little turkey or something. But they're gonna be definitely be out there. Everybody's working overtime. A highly or military or first responders, the EMTs also, they're gonna be responding to all the 911 calls that are gonna be coming in. The little stupid things, slip and fails and so on, maybe a couple fights here and there, but they're gonna be working. You know, these are people that are committed to our safety, and we highly, highly appreciate them. We should too. And also, I want to take also the time, because when we think about first responders, the military, and so on, a lot of times we don't talk about the dispatchers. Like, when was the last time that somebody actually said, "Hey, yeah, police fire this and that, this and that"? But them 911 dispatchers, I know they're part of the police department and so on. Even some towns or whatnot, the contractor and so on, but I don't think about them as civilians. And I tell you what, I've been watching how they work on YouTube. Imagine this: you get into an accident, or something crazy is happening, or a child is home, and the parents fell to the floor, they can't get up, or whatever the case is. 911, what's your emergency? You know, so these guys are like the front lines, man. They're the one with the phones, the ones that gotta know how to input things and get police and EMTs and whatever the case, the situation is. Like, props to you guys. If you guys are a dispatcher for all this stuff, like 911 operators, like, how in the heck? You guys definitely are a special breed, man. Definitely this beer for you guys, because I don't know how you guys do it. I'll tell you what. And every call is gonna be different. I don't know how you guys do it. You guys are freaking awesome. I'll tell you that for sure. And everybody also protecting our communities. You're also gonna have the DX Task Force out there still rescuing men, women, and children from sex and human trafficking. You're gonna have people in charities serving the homeless and doing everything that they can, you know? So we appreciate you, man. It is great to have great people like you here. We appreciate you. This is why we do this stuff. Yeah, we talk about fun and camping and this, but all that wouldn't be possible if we had people like you out there actually doing everything that you guys do, man. Like, honestly, like, it's like a big circle, like the Lion King. It's the circle of life. But the fact of the matter is, it's somewhere it is, man. And we highly appreciate you guys. Also, I wanted to take the time to everybody in the Desi Camping Adventures family. That's you, brother and sister. Thank you. Thank you for supporting our podcast, the firewood department, our videos, and this mission that we are building, creating adventure, building a community, and helping people. Like, this all happens because of you and supporting us, listening to us, commenting in the social media, and so on. You know, the RV families, the small business owners, the campground dreamers, the outdoor entrepreneurs, and the folks waking up early every week to listen to Trailblazer headlines. Like, all this is you guys. Thank you. We appreciate you. We definitely do. You guys are awesome. This is why we actually do this type of stuff. I'm really proud that I get to be on this journey with you. This is like, honestly, I couldn't even put it into words, like, how much everything has been getting better and building and learning. A lot, I have made a lot of mistakes, I promise you that. But all that is such as life, right? So definitely appreciate you. I'm gonna continue to make content for you and learn a couple things, maybe having a couple beers together. Maybe we'll be talking, broadcasting live on the radio, or even if it's in through Skype or what's that other one? The Bling Bling? I completely forgot right now. But yeah, like video call thing, and like I appreciate you. All this together, it's been one heck of a good journey. It's not the new year yet, but I have gratitude for you and everything that we've been doing. I definitely mean that, like without the shadow of the doubt, like thank you. Honestly, this year, like it wasn't perfect, but what year has been perfect so far, right? But we have been growing. There have been new opportunities, new listeners downloading the podcast, new business partnerships, and definitely new dreams and adventures that are actually coming up. And everything, all of this is a blessing. I am blessed to be with you. I am blessed to for you to hear my voice and all this. Like, this is truly a blessing. I thank God and thank each and every single one of you that are here with us along the journey. So I don't care. Well, I'm not even gonna say I don't care. The fact of the matter is that wherever you are, I want you to have a great Thanksgiving, whether you are home, at work, on the road, at the campsite, somewhere beautiful, man. Enjoy. This is a beautiful country, man. I tell you what, I hope you have a moment to breathe, reflect, and celebrate how far you have come. You are a blessing to even more people that you will ever know. I highly appreciate you, and I appreciate even more all the people that directly or indirectly you actually been able to help, because people are watching. Even if you don't see it, people are watching it. We appreciate you. You are a great person, you know? And those are facts. It's that simple. As we head to the holiday season and start preparing for the new year, and which is coming right up, I want you to keep going, to keep chasing your goals, keep protecting your family, keep building your dream business. You want to buy a home? That's your goal. I want you to accomplish your goals. I wish you nothing but the very best to accomplish the goals. That's what it is. Wherever you're traveling, whatever life is gonna take you, keep exploring, keep building, keep getting better. Adventure is not just found out there in the woods. The adventure is found in every single step forward that we take. From me, from the kids, the Diaz kids, and everybody at Desi Camping Adventures, I want to wish you a warm, safe, and joyful Thanksgiving. I hope you have the best one. Have the best beer wine if you drink. If you don't drink, whatever rocks your boat, whatever you like, maybe a little eggnog. Or is it too early for eggnog? What you guys think? Is it too early for eggnog? Or can I just start cracking them open? I tell you what. Honestly, thank you for sharing your time with us today. Thank you for listening to my mambo jumbo and the honan jars. It's just that I want to make sure that I took the time to thank you for listening to us, to being part of our journey. Nobody does this alone, man. And if I can encourage you to do just one thing, find somebody to help out there. It could be a food pantry. It could be just you see a toy drive, or you see, as we head to the holiday season, a food drive. If you can afford it, that's perfectly fine. If you can do just one can, whatever you can, man. It's not about showing off and doing things for Facebook and likes and this and that. Look at me, look at me, look at me. It's all about making life just a tiny bit better for somebody else. Because when I built this in the beginning, I was homeless, 100% homeless, no money, no nothing. I could even buy one loose. That's a loose cigarette, if you know, you know. But the fact of the matter is, I kept building, I kept building, I kept building, working hard, kept building to the person that you guys get to see today. Nothing gets done overnight, but I believe in you, and I know for a fact you're gonna make it happen. Just stay out there, stay strong, have an amazing Thanksgiving, holiday season, whatever you call it with your family and the Honan Jars. Enjoy it. As always, happy Thanksgiving. I cannot stress that enough. I am grateful that you guys actually get to listen to us and we get to have a really good time together. And there's a lot more coming. I tell you what, definitely it's gonna be a lot more fun. There's gonna be so much things coming. It's gonna be insane, man. So, hey, happy Thanksgiving. And as always, hey, stay safe. Don't drink and drive, man. You better than that. And girl, I tell you what, no that drinking and driving, because you guys are adventurous, and you guys are definitely better than that. And stay inspired and keep adventuring. I love you guys, and I can't wait to see you guys in the next episode. I love you all.